Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast from Papagano: rain or drizzle today, cloudy, 60 to 65, cloudy, rain and drizzle tonight, and tomorrow cloudy with periods of rain, lower 60s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Well, the referendum on the electors for the citizens qualified to vote in the towns of Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon will be held today. The Region 1 school budget, the polling is today. The question: shall the combined net budget for the Regional School District Number 1, Housatonic Valley Regional High School Pupil Service Center and Regional School Service Center for the fiscal year 2022-23 in the amount of $16.6 million be approved, yes or no? Meanwhile, in Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont and Democratic legislators say a revised $24.2 billion budget plan for next year will deliver a record $600 million tax relief to parents, retirees, homeowners, car owners, and the working poor. Budget negotiators for the Democratic administration and the Democratic majority also agreed to a $574.4 million additional spending over the $23.6 billion budget for that fiscal year that was adopted last year. That represents a 6.4% increase over the current $22.7 billion budget for the 2022 fiscal year. The original 2023 budget represented a 2.4% increase over 2022. Still talking budget, Salisbury residents will have the opportunity to signal their opinions in the proposed 2022-23 spending plan. The annual town budget meeting will be held tomorrow at 7:30 via Zoom. Municipal budget totals a little over $7.7 million, a $362,000 or 4.9% raise over the current year. There were no public comments made during last month's hearing on the proposal, according to First Selectman Curtis Rand. The mill rate represents how much a taxpayer would pay on each $1,000 worth of assessed property value. And the First Selectman says the mill rate may remain stable at 11. Employee raises show a 5% increase. Rand says it's only fair since they shouldn't be working for less than last year due to inflation. Health insurance, which is through Anthem, is going up approximately 4%. New York State's statewide COVID-19 case tally held steady last week as the nation closely monitored a surge in infections that began in central New York and Finger Lakes in early April. New York reported over 50,000 new cases of coronavirus in the week ending Sunday, up slightly from the 49,000 the prior week. It marked the first stable week-to-week COVID-19 case comparison over the past month, as experts warned a highly contagious Omicron flip variant that emerged upstate is expected to spread to other parts of the country. Some good news out of Great Barrington. Thanks to the Great Barrington Fire Department, Luna is a lucky dog. On Friday, rescuers were dispatched to Monument Mountain for a dog that had fallen off a cliff at the top of the mountain. Rescue team members and heavy brush connected by rope, said Fire Chief Berger in a statement. According to that press release, Luna had fallen about 10 feet before catching herself on a small rock outcropping, just big enough for the dog to stand on. The outcropping was about 100 feet from the rocky bottom. Firefighters rigged a rope system to lower a rescuer over the edge to Luna. She was secured by the rescuer and they were both lifted back safely. She did not appear to have any injuries, according to the statement. Luna lives just over the state line in Hillsdale, New York, and her owner works in Great Barrington. The rescue took about 2 hours. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region today. Once again, that Region 1 school referendum beginning at noon today in Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon. And the polling places will be open for you to vote. Meanwhile, in Sharon, coming up tomorrow, the American Rescue Plan Act will happen at 6:30 at Town Hall. In Salisbury, the annual town budget meeting once again and Board of Finance meeting will be held immediately following the REIT to set up a mill rate. That is tomorrow. In Falls Village today, the regular monthly meeting of the Board of Education at the Kellogg School at 7 p.m. In Cornwall today, the Board of Selectmen meet via Zoom at 7:30. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting is tonight at 5:30. In Hillsdale tonight, a zoning board meeting. And in Sheffield, a select board meeting happens at the Town Hall second floor meeting room. That is set for 7 p.m. this evening. Taking a look at our stock market report underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find a tapas menu and specials every night. interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,061.50. The NASDAQ at 12,536.02. And the S&P 500 at 4155.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.